Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It's 11 trivia questions on weather and natural disasters. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. Today, we've got an episode for you on weather-related trivia, natural disasters, movies about weather, and more. So if you are a meteorologist who listens to this show, you are in for a treat. Speaking of treats, I just got some new prizes for my live trivia nights. This is kind of a fun thing. I've noticed a lot of breweries are becoming very family friendly. And I don't know if they're becoming that. They've kind of always been that. But people bring their kids to trivia night. They bring their kids to bingo events and they like the markers and the colors. And sometimes the bingo is during the day, which is even more kid inducive. So I've always kind of had different prizes for kids, like bags of candy and comic books and things like that. But I was at the hospital recently and there was a sticker backing on the ground for a website called Kids Love Stickers. So I went on there, and I've been on this website before and I thought about doing this years ago and then I never did. But I bought a big sampler pack of their top selling stickers. So I got 600 stickers from different franchises. They sent me a whole set of Thomas the Tank. They sent me Paw Patrol, Moana, Dumbo, the new Tim Burton Dumbo, Wreck-It Ralph, and Disney Princesses, and Shimmer and Shine, whatever that is, and Ninja Turtles. So it's kind of a cool chunk of prizes that I will now have for kids, you know, or just kids if they're just hanging out, even if they're not playing the games that I'm hosting. I'll have some cool stuff to give away. And they're all individual stickers. They're like 2.5 by 3 inch squares or so, but they're glossy and they're nice. So if you like stickers, I'll be mailing you guys some stickers from here on out because I have so many to share. And if you have kids and you want to play live trivia or bingo with me all around Southern California, bring them and they will get some stickers as well. You can see all my locations on my website. That's triviawithbuds.com. And I'm getting ready this weekend doing a big brand new location called Off the Grid Brewing in Apple Valley, California. This is a very cool brewery. And we are doing Harry Potter trivia from 6 to 9 p.m. this Saturday night. That's October 5th. Tickets available at triviawithbuds.com in the banner at the top. We've got about 25 tickets sold, and it's not a huge, huge place. I would guess we could hold about 60, 65 there. So I would love to see you there if you live anywhere near Apple Valley, California, which is kind of on your way to Barstow. If you live up that way and you listen to the show, I'd love to see you if you love Harry Potter. And if you're a listener to the show and you leave a review and there's a certain sticker from one of those franchises that I just mentioned, just let me know and I'll mail you a couple of cool stickers. Always looking for more iTunes reviews. Help spread the love about the show and get more eyes and ears on it. If you can do that, leave a review and just email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and let me know you did that so I know to send you cool stuff. All right, we're going to jump into today's episode, which is all about trivia questions on weather and natural disasters. Let's see how many you can get out of 11. Here we go. Here we go with some weather and natural disaster trivia questions. Number one, in what year did the horrible Hurricane Katrina hit? Question number one, in what year did Hurricane Katrina hit the country? Number one. Question number two, true or false, the last major polar vortex started occurring in 2013. Is that true or false? Number two, true or false, the last major polar vortex started occurring in 2013. Question number three, in what month does the Atlantic hurricane season begin? Number three, in what month does the Atlantic hurricane season begin? Number three. Question number four, the movie The Impossible, starring Ewan McGregor, features what natural disaster? Number four, the movie The Impossible, starring Ewan McGregor, features what natural disaster? Number four. Question number five, the Fujita scale measures what in reference to a tornado? Is that width, height, damage, or length? Number five, the Fujita scale measures what in reference to a tornado? Is that width, height, damage, or length? Number five. Question number six, the highest ever recorded temperature in the U.S. was in 1913 in what state? Number six, the highest ever recorded temp in the U.S. was in 1913 in what state? Question number seven, Dorothy gets sucked up in a tornado in The Wizard of Oz. What is her last name in that story? What is Dorothy's last name in The Wizard of Oz? Number seven. Question number eight, which of the following was not a hurricane name in 2007? Was it Dean, Felix, Noel, or Chad? Number eight, which was not a hurricane's name in 2007? Dean, Felix, Noel, or Chad? Number eight. Question number nine, which southern state has the most annual tornadoes? Number nine, which southern state has the most annual tornadoes? Number nine. Two questions left in this weather and natural disasters quiz. Here's number 10. Large groups of scientists and curious amateurs actually track tornadoes and attempt to study them up close and personal. What are they called? What is this group of people called? Number 10, the studiers of tornadoes and scientists. Number 10. And the bonus question for 2 points, in what X-Men theatrical movie does Storm die? For 2 points, in what X-Men theatrical movie does Storm die? Those are your questions for weather and natural disaster trivia. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back with weather answers. Let's see how many you got right out of 11. Number one, in what year did Hurricane Katrina hit? That was back in 2005. If you want to relive a somewhat kind of crazy moment from that specific news broadcast when they did the big Hurricane Katrina relief, you can look up Mike Myers, the actor with Kanye West. That's a trivia question I've asked before. That's where Kanye West said a very famous, kind of infamous quote, and Mike Myers, his face afterwards is priceless. So go look that up. Number two, true or false, the last major polar vortex started occurring in 2013. That is true. That's right. True. Polar vortex 2013. Number three, in what month does the Atlantic hurricane season begin? That would be June, beginning of June. Number three. Number four, the movie Impossible, starring Ewan McGregor, features what natural disaster? That is a tsunami. I've never seen this movie, probably won't watch it, but Ewan McGregor going to play Obi-Wan in that Disney Plus series. I'm excited for that. Tsunami was the answer there. Number five, the Fujita scale measures what in reference to a tornado, width, height, damage, or length? The answer is damage. The Fujita scale, damage. Number five. Number six, the highest ever recorded temperature was in 1913. In what U.S. state? That would be California. Death Valley, I believe. Number six, California. Number seven, Dorothy gets sucked up in a tornado in The Wizard of Oz. What's her last name in the story? It makes sense. It is weather related. It's Gale, G-A-L-E, which is like a gust of wind, right? A gale. Dorothy gets sucked up and her last name is Gale. That's perfect. Number eight, which of the following was not a hurricane name in 2007? Dean, Felix, Noel, or Chad? It was Chad. Chad is just a frat brother's name. It's not a hurricane. Not yet. I don't think. Number eight. Number nine, which southern state has the most annual tornadoes? That would be Texas. Things are bigger there, including their amount of tornadoes. Number 9. Number 10, large groups of scientists and curious amateurs are called storm chasers, storm trackers. Any one of those would be fine. Number 10. And the bonus for 2 points, in what X-Men theatrical movie does Storm die? That was X-Men Days of Future Past. I don't think I ever saw it. 2 points if you got that one. Rain, snow, earthquakes, tsunamis. This one was crazy. Thank you so much for playing along. I don't think we had any snow questions in there, now that I've said that out loud. But hey, you can come up with some on your own. If you have some snow-related trivia, send it my way, and I'll include it on a future episode of Trivia with Buds. Your question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What candy bar was advertised for the kid in you? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Robot Chicken for Seth Green's action figure sketch show. And your trivia team name of today is Trebex Rejects. Trebex Rejects. Hit up Funky Monkey Designs at fmdesignsinc.com. And if you want to play trivia for real money, go to skillyworld.com. Games every day, true false questions, and play your first game for free to win some real cash. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.